immersion is beneficial for them because if data is inherently 3D, it's better to utilize the user's perceptual and kinesthetic capabilities so that they can better understand that depth information about their data. They can better understand how different parts of their data occlude other parts, and they can better understand the 3D relationships that are there, which they may not gain that insight if all of that volumetric information is flattened on top of a 2D display and they have to look at it that way. And the other important aspect is interactive capability. Scientists can pre-filter data based on some properties that they know, but they may not actually know some of these properties, and they'll be losing out if they're not able to interactively and dynamically update their views or their analysis or any portion of their representation of their visualization. And so one example is if you were trying to look at wind velocity and just look at the data, the numbers, trying to understand that versus seeing a static display of the wind velocity streams, you're obviously going to gain more insight into how the wind flows over those different structures. But even more so in immersive visualization and an interactive visualization, where you can actually see how fast the wind is flowing over those structures, and you can update your view and different analyses in order to better explore that data, you can gain a lot more from that than just the static image alone.